This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Competition Wednesday, Anthony and I's picks head-to-head against the spread coming up at 5:30. The results from last week, one of us spins the wheel. You might know who it is by now. And then the picks for the upcoming week as well. All that at 5:30. Pick 6 at 6, we hear from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels on a Wednesday. But in lieu of not my beat today, we want to do something a little bit different, which is I have some extra notes and things I want to talk about from the Commanders game against Baltimore, specifically on the defensive side, because we have spent a lot of time talking about the great things that Jaden Daniels has done. And I think some of the time, obviously, talking about areas where this Commanders defense came up short, some areas where it's like, hey, that's probably not that big of a deal or whatever. And I think when we went through the tape on Take Command, Logan did a really great job on some of the specifics there that I wanted to be able to share with you here on the radio. So with that said, to me, the biggest problem the Commanders had against the Baltimore Ravens was the pressure and the fact that it didn't exist. The Commanders D-line did not lay a hand. It felt like on Lamar Jackson all day. I know they wound up getting a couple of sacks. Some they just had like good coverage on the back end. Some they actually got a couple good rushes. But down in, down out, that was a huge issue. So why did the Commanders struggle so much to get pressure on Lamar Jackson? Logan Paulson, please explain.
I think having a guy like Patrick Ricard and the value he brings cannot be overstated. Because you can literally just plop him on a defensive end in a true dropback situation. And he's big enough, he's strong enough, he's got good enough feet that's a win. And so what that allows you to do is send a full slide away. He's going to sit there. Derrick Henry's going to come up and check the double team. So like you have basically like 500 pounds of running back blocking your edge guy. And then you get double teams across the board. And yeah. That I'd like that. You know what I mean? Like that's going to be a good pocket no matter what. And then you add a ball fake in there and those guys are going to be really, really sticky, especially with how physical they are up front. So I don't know, man. It was, I think that was a big part of it. Also, I thought there was a little bit of a fatigue element as the game went on where they couldn't get stuff going, but that's something. And I also felt like Joe Witt Jr. was a little bit cautious and rightfully so about stuff he could bring and stuff he could rush with in terms of pressure packages and line stunts. And the other thing that jumped out to me is what drive is this? This is the fourth drive of the game. It was third and five. Obviously, they get the completion, but then it's first and 10, first and 10, first and 10, first and 10. That's not an exaggeration. They went all first and 10. So I don't care how good your pass rush is. When you don't get in an obvious pass rushing situation, you're not going to rush the passer well or effectively. You're not going to run a blitz. You're not going to run your pass rushing blitzes. You're not going to run your pass rushing stunts. Because like I said, when they got to third and 10 situations, I thought there were some good opportunities where the coverage was good and the rush was able to create a little bit of pressure. But for if you can't get to second and long, third and long consistently in a game, you're not going to be productive rushing the passer.
No. No, you are not. And there's so much good stuff in there. And some of it is actually encouraging because to Logan's point at the end there, even the times they get Baltimore to third and long, they can't get the pressure because Baltimore has some unique things that they can do. And they also have, from a protection standpoint, and they also have one of the best 5-3-2 quarterbacks in football. And so, yeah, Lamar Jackson can make plays on third down that other quarterbacks simply cannot. And not to mention, two of those plays, I would give the Washington Commanders defense no notes. I'd give the referee notes. Two third down situations that would have gotten them off the field in one in the middle of the field and forced a punt, the other in the red zone. They're bad calls on St. Juice. Like, what are you supposed to do? That happens. You know, on the first one in the middle of the field, or the second one that's in the middle of the field, like, you got to then bow up from there. But the one that's in the red zone, it puts the ball at the one-yard line. That's a field goal, or the ball's at the one-yard line. Baltimore scores on the next play. Not a whole lot you can do there. Okay, get three more stops, four more stops against the Baltimore Ravens at the one-yard line. That's not going to happen. They did the hard work, and the referee said PI on St. Juice, and party's over. But again, that's not why they lost, but like, it shows you the fragility of this. And I think the first part of that, some of the stuff they do with Patrick Ricard and Derrick Henry and being able to roll Lamar and move Lamar in ways that other teams can't, is encouraging, because other teams are not going to be able to have those solutions, and the ability to get a pass rush clearly is something this team can do. Look at the seven sacks they got against Arizona, some of the key pressures they got in some of the other games. The seven sacks against Cleveland, key pressures against Arizona, on down the list. So that is one part of this. The other part is, you know, again, in those key third downs, you're not going to have a quarterback who can win like that. But part of the Baltimore-centric nature of this is those ball fakes, the ball handling, and the just hell that Lamar Jackson puts you in, and some of the very specific problems they cause for the second level of the defense. And for as much flack as the secondary got, and some of it is rightfully earned, I think they didn't get helped a lot by the linebackers. The linebackers were so not in the picture that they escaped the scrutiny that they should get, unless you really know what to look for, because it's like, oh, well, that DB's, I can't believe that guy's so open. It's like, yeah, because there's supposed to be a linebacker underneath that throw. The DB forced him where he was supposed to go, but the linebacker is not there. And I thought Logan did a really good job of explaining why playing linebacker, specifically against Baltimore, but also generally in the modern NFL with how offenses operate in the play-action game, is so difficult. And a team like Baltimore really exposed, where Washington has two great linebackers that are great at a lot of stuff in Wagner and Luvu, but this part of coverage is not their forte.
Well, ultimately, it's hard. It's one of the hardest things to do in football, and it's the reason why, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, that linebacker position was starting to get devalued, because basically, like, I don't care how much money we invest in this position, we can't be right, because how offenses are constructed, they're constructed to attack those three guys, whether it's your nickel, whether it's your two linebackers, you know, Frankie and Bobby in this case, you just can't be right. And so a little bit of it's coaching. Like, sometimes you say, hey, go late to the run. Like, we're going to make sure they hand the ball off and then trigger downhill. But we've seen that, you know, when Ron was here, I think that's a great example of when you do that, you make it harder on the defensive line, and then the offense averages 4 yards a carry. Like, right. That's just,
and like,
how
it
goes.
Be late to Derrick Henry on the edge. Yeah. No, that's not good coaching either. So
that's not great either.
It's so hard. It presents a lot of problems, to say the least. And this was why the Ravens are so hard. We went into last week's game saying, hey, this team is going to need to force Lamar Jackson to beat them from the pocket. And then we come out of the game being like, well, why are these receivers open all over the place? Why is Lamar just killing them from the pocket? It's like, well, because you made a choice. You made a choice that Lamar Jackson was going to be the guy that needed to beat you, because Lamar beating you from the pocket was a better bet than Derrick Henry and Lamar beating you with their legs. And frankly, Lamar beating you from the pocket at this point is not something that, if there was another option that existed, you would put on the table. But the problem is the one other option you have, which is, hey, let's just play a bunch of coverage and invite them to run the football, is the one thing that's worse. And so you just have to hope in some sense to get lucky. And against other teams like Kyler, obviously not good. Deshaun Watson, not good. You know, and some of that is luck. Some of that is, okay, well, like Watson's case, he's just not a good quarterback anymore. You know, against Andy Dalton this week, there's an element of luck. If he gets hot, like, yeah, he could hurt you over the middle, but they don't have the receivers, and Andy Dalton's not Lamar Jackson in terms of even as a passer. So you can afford to be a little later to the run or to sell out more to the run and know that that throw is not going to be as on time, on target as consistently. Like sometimes it becomes a game of execution and how well can the players actually do the things that you're playing against because they get paid too. And I think sometimes when we break down games, we look at it, it's like, oh, well, look how great Jaden is. Look at how great Terry is. And if you think about what it would be like if you're Cincinnati, a Cincinnati fan or a Cleveland fan, and you're on listening to that radio station and thinking about what they would be saying about the players on those that side of it, the losing side. They're going to be like, oh, well, Jaden Daniels is awesome, and we just it is what it is. But they probably should, and it's easier to see from our side because it's like, hey, no, hey, stop saying that your guys didn't do X, Y, and Z and give credit to us. And I'm telling you right now, when it came to this Baltimore game, a lot of the stuff that happened is credit to Baltimore. And even Baltimore forcing Washington into the kind of mistakes that they haven't made in recent weeks. Specifically, it had been a long time since we saw communication and missed assignments and those kinds of busts. And unfortunately, we did see a lot of that this weekend from the Commander secondary. And some of this, again, is at the linebacker level too. So let's call it the back seven, because there's a couple plays where like Luvu and a safety or Luvu and a corner both go to the same spot and you know, two coverage players on one receiver, other receivers now wide open. So at the end of the day, like, you got to get it squared away as a coverage unit. And how did Baltimore kind of force Washington in those situations? What was it about the Ravens offense that caused that kind of consternation amongst the Commanders defenders? Logan, after looking at the tape, answer please.
Well, yeah, I think everybody that's
not the right one. That's Dan Quinn. Logan, after looking at the tape, answer please.
They look like relatively simple concepts. The only thing I can say is that because you're thinking so much about them running the football, you forget your pass responsibilities. It is the one thing that I can kind of point to. It's like you're thinking so much about Derrick Henry. You're thinking so much about Lamar. You're thinking so much about if they pull this guy, I got to fit here. If Lamar pulls it, I got to fit there, that you forget that they can also throw the football. And I think that showed up again three or four times and led to big plays. And that's something that they got to get corrected, because the defense, I thought, had moments, like despite the score of 30 points, I thought they had moments where, hey, like, you made enough plays on this drive to get off the field. We're not talented enough to have these kind of unforced errors that lead to explosives, that leads to first downs. And I feel like that happened a couple times. And I don't have a good explanation other than there's a lot of stuff to think about with that offense, and that can be challenging to deal with.
So, actually, Anthony, I'm going to bring you in here for a question, because I feel like making pickup basketball analogies is often the easiest way to talk about some of this stuff, because most of us have played, or more of us have played pickup basketball or some form of basketball in our lives than 11-man organized football, certainly at an NFL level. When you're facing a great shooter, you ever just let them drive past you because you're worried about their shot? Or you ever, even the reverse of like, this guy's a great driver, why'd you leave it? You didn't even put your hand up. You didn't challenge his three-pointer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely running him off the three-point line. I want him to beat me a different way than just giving him
right
consistent.
So what do you do? What do you do when they're both?
That's challenging. You know, you gotta pick and choose, you know, when you want to contest, when you want to allow them to go past you, hoping you have help defense.
Yeah,
it's a lot to consider.
It's a lot harder mentally.
Yeah,
because like if the guy can't shoot and he knocks one down, you just go, okay.
Yeah, you charge to the game.
Yeah, charge it to the game. But like that dude's not getting past me.
Yeah.
And so if you are a safety and you have been told all week, do not get beat deep, and you're a little late to a run fit, and they happen to get past your D line in a way they normally don't, and you're a little bit late and you give up an extra 3-4 yards, charge it to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you have to? Hey, I gotta be there, but I still can't get beat deep. I still gotta be, if I'm a linebacker, I've been told all week, hey, Patrick Ricard, that fullback's in the game. I got to meet him at the line of scrimmage. I got to meet him in the hole. And then the ball gets thrown over your head. You're like, well, I thought I had to be there. Well, you also need to be there. All of a sudden, the game's a lot harder. And so I say all this, and I play these clips from Logan and all of that, not to try to excuse this defense, because ultimately, like, they still keep score, and it's still an L. Like, you had to do better on this test. What I would say is an objective analyst from the outside, as someone who is trying to make sense of it here on the radio, is that a lot of the stuff that happened doesn't concern me as much as if another team had done it, because Baltimore does everything at a higher level and with a uniqueness in terms of some of their pieces that no other team in the league can replicate. And so, yes, Washington needs to get better defensively. No, they're not actually great on defense. But they only gave up 30. Other teams have given up a lot more to Baltimore. Baltimore is the second highest ranked scoring offense going into last week. They might actually be first now because the first ranked team was the Commanders, and they obviously picked up a +7 advantage on that in the statistics. But they're the best offense in football statistically across a lot of different metrics. They held them, quote unquote, to 30. And Baltimore had to earn it. So that's nice. Made them earn it. Better than last year. But if you want to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender, we know the stakes are all these things that are really hard. You ultimately have to do them. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we got time for a call or two on all of that. Where are you at on this Commanders defense coming out of the Baltimore game? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. A couple calls next before Competition Wednesday at 5:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.